They are telling each other, Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapu Karanayu Karanikaram Vepratabhasa Pramukapukasam Vaijayan Pranvein Vatarsvaya Pureyan Govavindai Kundarandam Sabadaraman Prakishatagintai. Have you heard this? This is best slope for Krishna face and his beauty regarding best slope in Srimad Bhagavatam or any book in the whole world. Krishna is going to cowherd. This body is like made clouds. What kind of cloud? They are going to give water, full of water. Some white plus black. Krishna has on his body very yellow, like thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is for only one second. This is for eternal. Krishna or Vaijayanti Mala of various colors, so fragrant. Bees are coming and whirling there. Krishna has so many shines in his foot. When Krishna gets state, all shines come out. All Vrindavan, all Braja. And Krishna sing towards anyone. And his eyes are searching anyone. And if he sees that thing, he becomes so overjoyed. Ja rahe hain. Jaiye. Shaam ko aane ke liye to kaha hai.
Shaam ko samjhaoge. Shaam ko aane ke liye.
Usko koi jhijak se fayda nahi hogi.
उसको ऐसा वो वातावरण बना देंगे
तो ठीक है,
ठीक है सर।
व्हाट कृष्ण इज सर्चिंग, व्हाट कृष्ण इज सर्चिंग,
राधा रानी,
हाँ राधा रानी सर्चिंग एंड यूपी के सर्चिंग. Krishna begins to do archana with eyes and smiling his praise on Bansi and all cowherd boys rounding him. Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki are sounding. If anyone at that time in body are coming Krishna form cow body in the evening, if anyone's eyes have seen Krishna in this state, then their eyes are successful. Otherwise, no use of eyes. from your prison. You see, Krishna is going and he will not go always to only this very moment he is passing and it is possible. So come out. She is telling that my mother-in-law protects me. Don't go. There is a black snake. Will cut me. I'll never be cured. So don't go.
Tell her that she should protect her. Protect her daughter. Don't fear. Otherwise this thing will go away. Then she told, why you are checking me? Why you are not checking your daughter and why you are yourself going there? I will not remain in this prison. I'll go ahead once. Then boss comes and see Krishna. Very heartless. Same. So, this has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is called Gopiji. So, at first time, this Gopi Gopiji was done. When Krishna went to Kalkar, and Gopis are in separation, they are sitting in groups here and there and there, and telling to each other. This is this time about 10. Rathira. When it was done?
At night.
When night?
Throughout the whole night. Throughout the whole night until the morning.
That rat was done in night. So it is the first time of night. Yashodama finded Krishna in a pokhal. Pokhal, you know?
Rope. A rope?
Then?
Grinding water. Grinding water.
Finded Krishna. And Krishna was there. What was the time?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning, before sunrise. No? So every past tense has its fixed day, fixed time. So when you are chanting, now it is about 11?
It's a quarter to 11.
Where Krishna is?
In the cowherds. Oh no, he's at Radhakund.
What he is doing?
With Radharani and the Gopis.
What he is doing?
Singing flowers.
And? Doing so many things. Okay. Srimati Radhika has done to sun. Sun puja. And she has taken a shape of a student. Brahmin student. She has taken some books here. Yes, kept his Tulsi at anywhere and taken from him one and went there. He is telling that Gargi has invited me. I am going, I have no time. And Jatra is telling that you should do my daughter-in-law's son puja. So many things are going there. When we chant this time, in night, in last night, go and chant them. Time to time, past tense. But now, it is very good for us. The real thing, that we are getting no mercy of hari na. So try to do prayer that day. This will be enough. This will be a life of like by that time. Ramnath Goswami.
We should.
You are feeling no sunrise?
I don't know if this is a proper question for the audience, but I wanted to get a personal instruction. I understand you gave Satsuru Maharaj some prayers to say as soon as upon rising, even before bath, and because it's hard for me to absorb myself on the transcendental platform, particularly upon rising, so I wanted to get a program for what prayers to do when, starting from rising.
If you like, you can pray Rupa Goswami prayers. Raghunath Das Goswami prayers. That will. Devi Katu Paragatagatayat Javacha Jaji Nikatu Devi Gandhavati Nardi Asya Prasadu Mabudasya Janasya Kutpradhan Nardi Guru Abhagani Nikanana. That O Radhike has taken your abode. We have given everything to give your lotus feet. Please be merciful to me. I am so unlucky. I am so I'm so foolish. I know nothing. But yet I want that you should register my name in the list of your trust. You can do like this. In Bilan Kusmanjana there are four. Let's go.
Which prayer is by Rupa Goswami? That one. Where is that from? What book is that from?
There are so many books.
That's Raghunatha's.
Padyavali.
No, Padyavali?
No, Padyavali.
Stavamala is a...
There are so many.
Should I learn the Sanskrit or just say it in English?
You can say in English also. You can tell it in your bhavana. Language simply, very simple. And if the slok is there, you can also utter the slok.
You told me on the first meetings that we were having that I should go around to the holy places and sweep and take the dust and put on the eyes, etc. Is it okay to do that with something like Jagatarini's boxes of dust, where she has the little bottles of the dust, and do it in the mind, or should we actually physically go to the places?
It will be so much better to go to the places. They will remember you all past time. And especially, he has done some parishram. He has done never to come here. So, I should give mercy, so mercy. And you see the places. And pray to us. Be kind to me. Make realize me all these
things.
You should. You are. She has so many what?
Bottles of dust.
No.
What?
That you are doing recording.
Tapes. Oh, tapes.
She has. She will give you. Don't come here.
It's
like manner.
All right. Right.
Understand?
Right.
Understand?
Uh-huh.
But if you cannot come here, then you listen to tape. Or if you cannot go to the place, if you're not living in Vrindavan, then some dust with you. But if you're in the place, you go to the place.
To go to places is more benefit. If go, you get something. You know this fact? You know? So in this way, if that place will not tell anything, but it will give some inspiration in her of that past. So it is better.
You were discouraging when I mentioned about Gayatri Mantra, the first mantra, Om Bhur Bhuva. You were saying how it's a little Purusha Bhav to say that. So is it okay to think of how Radharani worships the sun god when we say that mantra, or what? How should we think?
Mantra, there is potency in it. Mm-hmm. It will manifest in you.
So how should we think when we say the first mantra?
But they will give you impression, you will think.
Given what?
Don't give anything your motto. Listen. Don't trace.
Oh.
On that tree. When your Gurudev has given, go on. What he has told.
Okay.
But trace on Gopal Mantra and come back.
We heard that you said to one of the devotees that she should say the last two verses 108 times in a day. Should we do that?
You can do.
Is it better to do that even though we don't have such a taste now? As part of sadhana?
It is separate things. I don't tell all these things in mass. So separately? But you will keep anything separate.
Say. No, well, the tapes, who gets them is very much considered. Oh, should I turn it off?
Sadhana.
Right.
Don't talk over them in your own way.
No.
It is not proper. If you propagate, you will get nothing.
Right.
Why propagate? You should take Harinam. Be far away from four things, drinking and all the, you know, four things. Be well. And do Bhagavad Bhakti. And don't propagate if what I am telling you.
Right.
You should keep in your heart.
The tapes are only for a few people who are already hearing from you.
Only for you.
Oh.
Or those who are hearing. Not for all. They misuse.
Right.
And go to hell. If they are not qualified. They will understand here and there.
Sometimes we
try to go at the last bottom of Harikatha.
The last bottom?
Bottom.
What's the last bottom? The depths?
Yes.
The deepest.
Deepest.
How? By praying to?
By bhavana.
Thank you.
তুমি আছে লোক মুখে বলে সার বাজা কেউ ভাই মিলে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ পোয়েম ইট হ্যাজ বিন রিটেন নরকুল ঠাকুর ইজ রাইটিং আর হার্ড দ্যাট রাইটার টু শেল্টার ইন দি লোটাস ফিট অফ গুরু Radha and Krishna easily be found. So, I pray my Gurudev that he should take me to Tarup Goswami and should help me in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishore, you know?
Hi.
Jugal Kishore. Then Rupa Goswami, Rukmanjari will take me to Lalita Vishal and tell her, pray in there, that give a special mercy for them, this new one. Then they will take to Radha. Radha will tell, ask, who is he? Then Rukmanjari will tell that newly coming boy, he seems very efficient, very
organized,
very sweet, very beautiful, very efficient in every kala, kalayana. Master of all arts, she knows the world. Then Srimati will love something, smile, and Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Kishori. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjari. Keep it and make this newly Sati so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So if anyone like this efficient Sati own everything, who is so merciful,
You said pray to our Guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Uh-huh. So how can we think of our Prabhupada in his Vastu city without imagination, without kalpana?
Pray everything to him.
But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed?
That's how you should do. That is continuing.
If I take off the tape, can I ask the question? It's pretty safe.
You want to get my everything and I will be like you.
It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway.
You are taking my everything.
That's only Vivekananda who said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me your direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me your direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Is that a dumb question, as usual?
This is question.
It's a very deep question.
Again,
you know, we pray to Radharani, please give me your direct service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So, one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, body bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, it will have, you know, you will be present there, and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness. Because right now I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay?
When Srimati Radha will bestow as much her ashay to you, and if you become mad, at that time what preaching will do?
It will be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching will be most beautiful. Anyone see you weeping, rolling, less and less time, more than what you are doing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing preaching in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in cave, Gandhira, and maybe focus there. As Premananda Chakravarti, if rest in this, what I'm telling you, you will fully forget everything. Whether you wear this sari or not, no care whether it is falling on ground, then you are going Hare Krishna. And then everyone know you. She is mad in Krishna place. Then real prachar will be done. Now we are preaching without any realization. But if preaching is with realization, it will be so fruitful. 100 and less time more. Jana sattva para para upakara. At first, you should realize yourself as Krishna. Then you can tell anything about him. Now you are just waving letters, telegrams, like peons. We are like peons. We don't know what is in this. You are giving. But when you realize, then that thing will be another. Did anyone hear you at that time? If they shortened like gopis, realize so. I feel only that I should be realized so. I'm telling for so many years and years that do chant and yet and no generation. No water comes. I want that. Krishna should come in waters. What should come out? Then really this thing is Shatan Vaja. And thus, now stop.
Which one? Which one are you closer to?
Okay. Did you like?
No, I don't.
Don't like?
I don't like if you're unokay.
How do we understand that, Maharaj, that somebody who's transcendental to the modes of nature and doesn't have any karma like you, yet you appear to be ill sometimes? How do we understand that?
अखिलेश की कौन है? मौसी है। आदराचार्य कभी हमारे पास ही था। अखिलेश, ओ अखिलेश, इनको पहचानता है कौन है? इनको पानी उनी तो खिलाओ।
Is it okay to ask that question?
It's not okay because I'm not chanting, doing no bhajan sadhana, sitting idle, so doing tapa.
You're always living with Krishna anyway.
Huh?
You're always living with Krishna anyway.
I always see that I cannot do that. Only take prasadam and sleep. Again take prasadam and sleep. And talk. I will talk. Doing nothing. I keep so many plans, so many harikatha to others. But not by my heart.
So you can see Krishna's pastimes everywhere.
Any question?
Well, I had just asked a question before. How can we understand how someone who's beyond the modes of nature, a pure devotee, who doesn't have karma, when he gets sick, or has to go to the hospital, how do we understand that?
That Krishna mercy. Two things. His own past karmas. Due to his own bad and good karma. But yet, thoughts are coming now. This is all this Tatte Rukantam Susumikshman Unjane E Matma Kitam Vipaka. He had done in past and now his actions, reaction is coming.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who's beyond karma, someone
then you see, he is telling Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit. First he should know in connection with his own. But for others, he will see that Tattelu Kampam. He should see that Krishna mercy is there. Krishna is doing kripa to come. And so many he does. For gopis, he goes outside of gopis. and gopis are weeping and they are so sad, telling that Krishna that we have done anything wrong in past life, that Krishna has done our side. So, regarding ourselves, we should know that our past times, sins are good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I think that I am not I am so angry. I am so wretched. I am so karmic. That always I am busy with karmas. But Krishna has called me ill. So that is so that way. I wonder who are there, going everywhere. No, I have no time to do it. I mercy Krishna thought that he will not go. So he must be ill, so that he will not go here and there, and he will chant. So it is the mercy of Krishna that he has made. Abraham got just help me here. And how will I will be angry to you? All are serving me. So I am decked to them. So I will have to think that I should not be. At that time I am without help. Alone. No help. Ja rahi hai? So, if I am angry, I am so weak, then if I am able to like this, understand? No? But if I am weak,
right,
and I will be angry to any stout person, then he will do like this and do like this. With you. So by fear, I will not die. So Krishna has created such a circumstances that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will beat you. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be abused, they will beat you. So Krishna has done so much, so good, sir. Circumstances that I will have to firstly check me. So this is Krishna mercy. I am so luster. Krishna has called me. How can you do? So it is Krishna mercy. I was so nefarious and my body was so strong in my young days. Always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill and gave the order that you cannot go here and there. So you should translate Bangla Bhakti books in Hindi and you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So I thought I had to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mutt here for me that he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in at that time. Krishna called me ill read books sitting in illness and writing something. At last, I became a very famous auditor. Knowing everything. This was the mercy of Krishna, that I fell in. If I were not ill by the Krishna's mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one. So everything is the policy and mercy of Krishna. Your spiritual master went to sleep, keeping you all here, all babies and boys, infant, all their infant, very little young boys, knowing Krishna. And when we should see that it was the mercy of Krishna mercy and your spiritual master mercy. They should preach. They should learn anything. If he was present, they will not learn more. It may be that they would fail and disobey Bhaktivedanta Swami. Some occasions are coming. They were ready to disobey. He knew all this. And mercifully, he thought all these things. How they should be encouraged? How should be they should not be apradhi to us? Apradhi? So he, they are feeling separation. They weep for him. We weep after him. So it is far or better. So we think like this.
You said we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Yes.
So in there, in the last volume, there appears...
You have read?
Yes.
You are very quick.
I have to read it again though. There's stories that Gopa Kumara tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
How?
God may give you how I reconcile all this. You make us reconcile all these facts. It is true to any aspect. And Bhagavatam Vaksin is sent. Bhagavatam told that he killed it, Keshi. But after what? After that, what became? He went to Goloka. Because Krishna has killed him. He went to Goloka and became in a shape of horse there. And please, Krishna said, sometimes ride on him and run. And so, both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akrura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, you're a liar. Mother Yasoda is Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadus, still we don't want you to do it. So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them to save them, to save the people of Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish?
selfies.
The gopis.
Gopis are selfies.
Well, it appeared that way because they said, don't go and...
They are giving arguments that to save hundreds and thousands. One should be killed, this is normal. Understand? To save hundreds, thousands, by killing one, then killing is good. And to save one, thousand and lakhs are killed, this is not good. So gopis are there. They are only Vasudev and Devaki will be killed. And they will be killed by Kans. But here, everyone will be killed by themselves, not by Kans. Because Krishna is soul and life of all gopis and gopis. That is, they kill themselves without any
external force.
But Devaki and Vasudev will not be killed if Kans does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kans will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So Gopis argument are very...
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty, that because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will be not killed. They will be accepted. They will go here and there and they will... But Gopis cannot go there anymore.
Yeah.
Like fish, they will be killed. Without
water. The death is certain.
Yeah. They are telling the real fact.
Hmm.
And they are telling the real fact that Apuji is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yashoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But there, why are they acting? So like? There is something in Gopi's argument, but not in approved argument. He has only, he has partiality towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Indaras?
No. They are telling scientists what is in the सारे कब से बैठी हैं ये एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं हम भी निकला उनका कोई काम धंधा तो है
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically we were talking about Krishna consciousness. Chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do. Some guests who come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanamama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What is he?
I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No, you know that 60,000 rishis went to Nam.
60,000 what? Rishis.
In Dandaka. They went to Nam. And they were again in the form of gopis and became gopis and went Ram. So by going Ram, also Ras can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have recited just keep him out. And there he will be. Vilva Mangal is before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has also listened.
So why does...
Jayadeva Goswami also has.
Right. So why does Krishnadas Kaviraj say that then?
Eh?
Why does Krishnadas Kaviraj say that? Adi Lila chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve
so
Krishna.
So how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can kill? Hmm. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
mm-hmm.
you can kill like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, had no birth.
Right, but I mean now, the people now who are, and say in other sampradayas, Bhava Sampradaya who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam, Mama, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing. Yo Bhajya Ke Kaha. Understand? Yo Bhajya Ake Kaha. It is outwards. Born. Sarvadharmanu Pratyajjimam Ekam Sharanam Vrajam Tvam Sarvapapimam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all, this is outward, this is outwards thing. Go on. So, only Saranakti will not be. Saranakti is for protest, for taking anything from Krishna. So Saranakti is not bhakti, it is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given, is a novel, most religious thing, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. And to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone, whom he saw, he gave that Bhav. Even to animals, for specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so generous. He is so kind, so merciful than Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two, up 3 months, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, friend comes.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna is non-different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of it,
yes.
It was very painful to speak to her because I knew what can I give her because I have no realization. So when I experienced that pain, how should I pray to Krishna or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our bodies and heart should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tears. Then both should be one.
So we
can tell, but we cannot do it without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can live for worldly things, but not for bhakti. We can see, we can do something, but how to live? Indian ladies are very expert in weeping. Are you expert in weeping? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to weep. I also want to weep. But I want to weep from my heart. Oh, Krishna. This is good. When Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easy. But it is hard to very what?
To come to that.
If there is no Raga Bhakti, Raganuga, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative.
Auspiciousness. Become auspicious.
This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad, you know?
Benediction.
Benediction. Blessing. Why all this? Who is Jata?
Okay.
This remember. My mind is so... I could not remember. Do you
have any questions?
You are satisfied?
Do you have questions?
China?
Yeah. Maharaj, in Navad Week you were saying that you can pray in Navad Week to enter the Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan. And we should pray for qualification in Navad Week. So can we pray to Navad Week while we are in Vrindavan for qualification to enter Vrindavan? And it's just the same.
Being here, we can pray Navad Week. And being in Navad Week, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navad Week done?
Have you read the Bhagavad Kadambini? It will very help you. Try to follow the lines of Bhagavad Kadambini. How to give up anatta and to chant pure Harinam and to remember how to advance. How to be Naishthik, Bhakti, and after that, Ruchi, Asakti.
In the Madhuri Kadambini, there are many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles, and you say we should think how to give them up, and at other times you say we can give them up by having greed they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing healthy activities more and more. How we can increase our greed? In Raja Anuga Bhakti, it is essential. How it will be? By reading all this book. Hearing Harikatha like this. I remember past times of Krishna. It's not a great effort. When you are going?
The 26th.
And you?
26.
All 26. You?
Second.
22nd. 22nd.
Second. perhaps you can think of something I can bring you back from the West that's difficult to get here or whatever.
You are coming to Vrindavan?
On 25th or 26th. I'll go. And be up to him. I'll give letter to that. Anything more? You know everything.
Yes.
Read also Srimad Bhagavatam. But commentaries.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has a little bit of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur in the purports. If there's some other book of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur's 10th canto purports, we don't know about it. But we're reading the 10th canto.
But always read.
By and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yashoda. Yashoda. Once that Srimati Radhika should come to my house and she should prepare milk for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over. So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food, he is so lean and thin. So if she will prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, we will test, she will be most very strong.
No disease.
No disease. They will be not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my wife will be very careful. But why he will be cheerful is that she just does. But she knows that. She will be very cheerful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in anything. No? No test. She knows. Yes. This is very integral. And one thing is that also, that anything is not, anything is, she knows everything. She knows it. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows it. The mother knows everything. But for her wise children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give affection to her birth, facility to make it.
And pretend
if
because
there was not this, no Krishna lila would be so sweet. Everyone, father, mother, sakha, das, everyone helping Mathura to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be not. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to talk, in the midst Yashoda came. But she is seeing both. but saying no, no one, she is going straight. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both saw them and became so shy. Huh? They fled away here and they fled away. No? This is called Ras. Understand? So, Mata Yashoda knows and now anything. She is ignorant or anything. But yet, it possesses Ras to Krishna. So everything help, be helpful for. We should think all these things like this.
You said whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she is not ignorant. This is
in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the morning, she's...
Everything is not disclosed anywhere that I am telling. This is different. Anyone cannot disclose. There are so many things. In power plans, slokes, so many things are there. All that undisclosed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti has it. And Sanatana Goswami has it. So, but even there are so many facts that they have not also closed. It is not a fact of truth. Only to realize in her. And in Harikatha. Hearing and knowing. Take that.